G'day punters, and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 1, first day of the new season. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Sensei Carl Diorio. Well, before we get underway, Carl, I think we need to congratulate you on being the champion Melbourne tipster in Victoria.
Yeah, thanks Barks, and thanks Joel. I'm sure you echo those sentiments as well. I'll claim all thanks I can get. No, really good, and we fared well. Three out of the top four were winning post, and I think you weren't too far behind, so you could probably say four out of the top six. So
this is in the Victorian Racing Media Association tipping comp.
That's right. That's so Carl was first, Tony Kneebone second, Ray Huxley was third, our very own Joel was fourth, and was I sixth? I was before last Saturday, but I went for a few wild stabs, and I don't know if I did end up sixth, but I was close enough. So, yes, Winning Post is clearly, and indeed this podcast, I mean, pound for pound, it's you're getting more winners here than probably anywhere else in Australia. And I don't really have much evidence to back that up, but still, it's a great result in the tipping comp, and we are all set to back it up as Carl attempts to defend his title. The other exciting thing, of course, about this weekend is Winning Post's 2015-16 calendar is free inside your Winning Post. So if you're not already camped outside the newsagent waiting for it, I suggest you, at the very least, give them a call and get them to reserve you one, because this edition will sell out. Just still only $5 with that fantastic calendar inside it, and, of course, all your regular features and form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Well, Moonee Valley is the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. 9 race card, no black type, but as you've pointed out on page 2 of Winning Post, Carl, this meeting does have a habit of throwing up future Group 1 winners, and we perhaps should just look at the first couple of races here for the 3-year-old fillies and the 3-year-old colts and geldings respectively, because one of the ones that you have written about, and in fact no one appears to want to hear of getting beaten, is race 1, number 4, Petit for Lou, for Kieran Ma. And $1.90 we've got this filly marked at in Winning Post, which just always surprises me a bit, given that she's coming up against a couple of other undefeated ones that are returning, and certainly very impressive on debut and has the Moonee Valley experience, but $1.90, Carl?
Yeah, probably poison odds. I mean, she's run the time, she's done everything right, she's got the barrier, she's got the jockey, Damien Oliver, but there's a lot of depth to this race. I mean, Haybar's experienced, been in all the main two-year-old races, the Big Dance. Well, it won a pretty fancy restricted class race on debut, but it won it really well. You got Maternal, who's out of Divine Madonna, a multiple Group 1 winner. The stable have sent that filly down to Melbourne to avoid wet ground. They just don't think she goes a yard in the wet. So if we get a track that has a bit of firmness to it, Maternal should be very good. And Deja Blue was a horse that cost me a lot of money trying to back as a Blue Diamond prospect. It failed on debut, but it's really got some serious ability and drawn barrier one over the Moonee Valley 1,000 metres. So I think Petite Falou is the one to beat, but I'll just on the value basis, I'll go with the 7 Deja Blue to beat the 4 Petite Falou, but probably if you're serious, you've probably got to put the 4 on top. From number 5, Maternal, and then for 4th, I'll put in number 1, Haybar.
Yeah, well, clearly I'm not serious because I put the Big Dance on top to beat Petite Falou. That's 2 to beat 4. 1 Haybar for 3rd, 8 Streamahead for 4th. What did you like there, John?
Yeah, Petite Falou. I think she came up $17 for a race that she accepted for before she won that race at Moonee Valley, and then I think Kieran Ma got on TV and said, yeah, she's pretty good, so we scratched her from the white gate, and she turns up at the Valley and jumps at about $4. So
you say think or you know?
No, $7 was the bet, yes, which was disappointing. But anyway, $4, and now you've got to take $1.90, so I think I'll be taking the money and running and won't be backing up those odds. But yeah, she's got to be put on top, I thought. For 2nd, Haybar. Hasn't done a lot wrong in her career, so you've got to put her in, then the Big Dance and Deja Blue.
All right, well, the Colts division, perhaps not quite as quality packed on the surface, but, you know, who knows as they come back as three-year-olds. Tony Kneebone, Terry Bailey and I have all gone for Top Me Up, resuming for Team Hawks. Where have you gone, Joel?
Yeah, didn't really have a huge opinion of this race. Top Me Up, I liked early in his career and he ran really well. He's had a jump out and gone pretty nicely and he's been gelded. So yeah, look, I've gone for him, but yeah, not a lot of confidence. Equinova, I thought, would be over the odds. This is a bit stronger than the race he won the other day, but I thought he did a good job coming from off the pace, and he beat Red Alto, and Red Alto ran well at Caulfield last week. So I think he's the value, Equinova, 4 to beat 3, and got to keep a big watch on the 7, Attack the Line. Good trial winner, and Damien Oliver to ride, and has opened up pretty short and better.
Going to go with 2 Pure Justice. I thought the debut win was really good at Ballarat. In a two-year-old handicap that contains plenty of depth, it handled the heavy track perfectly. And then next start went to Adelaide and just found Abu Dhabi better on the day, but certainly wasn't disgraced. I think Top Me Up's probably going to be the best horse to come out of the race, but I'm just worried from barrier one might get buried away. If they don't have that early speed, barrier one can be a bit of a disadvantage. So I'm just going to go with Pure Justice to beat Top Me Up, Bantam in for third, and for fourth, number 7, Attack the Line.
All right, and as far as best bets and value bets goes, what do we like at Mooney Valley, Joel?
I made Spirit of Heaven my best. I think she's ready to win. Race 4, number 2. 3 unplaced runs, and get a bit worried when a mare racks up some unplaced runs, but I think she's really had everything go her way, and I thought her last run suggested she's certainly looking for the mile, which she gets on Saturday. Her last win was a mile benchmark 90 with a fair bit less weight, but this is a mile benchmark 84, so obviously has a bit of weight, 58.5, but I think she's ready to win fourth up. And my value is Diametric, race 5, number 2. Takes on the stablemate Bagman, which Damien Oliver rides. He was aboard Diametric last Saturday, and he ran really well. He over-raced badly early, second up at the 1800, but he kept finding the line. Drops to 56, so I think at the weights and on the quick backup, he can beat the stablemate.
Going with At First Sight, race 5, number 4 is the best bet. Fitted for the two runs this campaign, ready for the step up to 2040 metres. Really like the way At First Sight found the line for fourth behind Abasso. Loomed at the top of the straight like as if he'll win, but with the 60.5 he just didn't have the acceleration to match the place getters. He drops sharply in weight and rises to a suitable trip, so I think he's the one to beat, race 5, number 4. And the value bet is also for Darren Weir and Chris Parnham. That's race 7, number 8, Lake Sententia, who has been unplaced at all 5 runs this campaign. The last start run, though, was an improvement in that same race behind Abasso. Closed off the race well, just peaking the last 200. The blinkers go on. I expect her to be sharp for that, and I think Raposo and Digitalism, they're the two horses they'll be short in betting. I'm just trying to find something of value to knock them off. I think Raposo at $2.30 is probably poison odds.
And Raposo is indeed my best bet. Yeah, certainly short enough taking on the open class, but 54 kilos, been very impressive this time in, should win again in my opinion. And my value bet was race 8, number 9, Lock Roy. Is actually $6 second favourite, but $6 is value. I think if you can find the winner of that race, the benchmark 78 with 16 to 14 to face the starter, you will get value if you've got the winner, that's for sure. Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, sees the only black type race around Australia this weekend, as far as I'm aware, and that is race 6, the Paslode Winter Challenge. Over 1,500 metres, listed event worth $100,000. And Joel?
I went 9 Great Esteem here. Perhaps getting down a little bit in the weights. He hasn't been able to win of late, but he's been racing well, and I think he'll run well, and it's a pretty winnable race. 8 Noella's Choice, really good run last time, went back, ran the fastest late sectionals, drawn wide again, so perhaps they go back again. 2 Rugged Cross, good win last time out, and 4, wouldn't it be nice? Not sure if he runs this distance. He loomed like the winner last time and didn't quite run it out. Maybe he'll be fitter though.
Yeah, Great Esteem on top for me. Down in weight, drawn to get the perfect run from barrier 4. Last start effort, last weekend was very good behind an all the way winner. So got it on top from three. You'll Never ran a bit more positively last time when it was easy in betting, and it just didn't really finish off as well as what we know You'll Never can. So hopefully from a bit more of a quiet ride, I think You'll Never can be a bit of an improver. Third, number two, Rugged Cross, who was overdue for that last start win. And for fourth, number four, Wouldn't It Be Nice, as you touched on, peaked on the effort last 200, just willing to give it another chance from the inside barrier.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville in Adelaide on Saturday. Events include the Craig Clogg Handicap, the Aliumoff Handicap, and the Neil Don't Handicap. Carl, we're waiting until, your best, actually. We have to wait for the Neil Don't Handicap race 8 for your best. And your value is also pretty late on the card, which is your usual form.
Hate to ruin the segue, Barks, but we didn't go through the best in values at Rose Hill.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
The listed race.
Yeah, yes. I just drifted off for a moment there. Apologies, listeners. So, Joel, your best in value bet comes up fairly early on the card. Race 3, number 5, Footy Fan.
Yeah, third up, we'll race on the speed and down to 53 kilos. His two runs back have been pretty good. Her two runs have been pretty good. I think she's ready to run well. And my best, I'm sticking with Dance of Heroes. He'd only had the one trial before that fresh run, so I was probably wrong to go off on him first up. But with that run under his belt, Nashville Willer on board, I'm giving him another chance.
Yeah, Turbulent Jet, race 5, number 9, waiting for a firmer surface, has been dodging the heavy tracks and finally gets a respite from the weather. And, Lee Curtis is able to run this horse now. So race 5, number 9 is the best bet of the day. And the value bet comes up in the last. Smart Moochie, race 8, number 10, 50-1. I can't believe the price. It's been a while since he has shown his best, which I guess may suggest why he is at that price, but always does perform well first up and will get back and be finishing very strongly.
All right, well, now we do come to the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. And Carl, your best in the last, race 8, number 8, Jack the Giant Slayer.
Jack the Giant Slayer covered extra ground last time and I thought was very good in the circumstances and only finishing a long neck away from the winner, and gets down in the weights after the 3 kilo claimer Zach Spain. Hopefully just has a softer run in transit, and if it does, I'm sure Jack the Giant Slayer will go one better. And the value bet, well, surprised me how short Longchamp Belle is, race 7, number 6. She's not much value at the 440. I was hoping for a slightly juicier price, around about $6 or $7, but she's going really well. Her last start effort was a third behind Four Duress and Madison. Those two horses have since measured up in city class. And Longchamp Belle certainly looks well placed with only 55.5 kilos up against her own sex.
My best is the Ultimatum, race 5, number 6, returned to gelding at Cranbourne, got back, hit the line hard for third, second up over to Adelaide where he won on debut. He'll be very hard to beat. I think he's got a pretty decent future, and my value is Pronto, race 4, number 5, and what looks like a fairly winnable race. Two runs this time in, wasn't beaten far, raced very wide first up, and then last week just had no luck at all, was checked and held up and got into all sorts of trouble. So I thought at big odds, third up on the back up, he can improve.
All right, Doomben, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and you've got a couple of real specials. Joel, starting in the first.
Yeah, Honesta, best bet. Opened up at $1.80. I don't like tipping those horses as best bets, but should be winning. Difficult to take when she was 40-1 first up and ran fourth, and $11 the other day and ran third, and haven't really been able to get much out of her. So very short, but should be collecting. And looks a good start to the day. Maybe you can run her through a few multiples, as I will be doing with my value bet, which is Lontricotte, race 4, number 3. Around about $5, I think good price. He's been thereabouts all four this time in, and he's been settling back, but he should settle on speed on Saturday from barrier 2, Bridget Grills to ride. His last win was with her in the saddle, and where he sat outside the lead over this distance. So I'm expecting him to return to the winner's stall on Saturday.
Just going to go with one tip on an each-way basis, and that's race 2, number 8, Gallinari. I think Satirical Lass from the outside barrier will go forward and certainly put plenty of pace on, and that will suit Gallinari, who over the 1350 at Doomben, you certainly need pace on as a backmarker, the figure in the finish, and Gallinari will get back in the field and be running on. The last start effort over the 1350 was good. the class four. Was beaten five lengths, but really you conceded too much of a start, and if able to settle a little bit closer from barrier four with Bo Apo aboard claiming at least two kilos of his 3 kilo claim, I think Gallinari should be a reasonable each way investment.
All right, over in the west, they are still racing at Belmont, although you might note in your winning post calendar that, well, as far as my research was concerned anyway, that they're going to race at Ascot on Saturdays right through next winter. Not sure what the story is there, but that's what the WATC have told me they're going to do. So let's enjoy these Belmont Saturdays while we can. And but you don't want to be sitting back thinking, oh, you know, I'll start betting on Belmont later on, Joel, because your specials come up quite early in the afternoon.
Yes, as they did last week. One of them won, the other one failed. But anyway, we'll try and get them both up Saturday. Value, race one, number 11, Mary Abacus. Willie Pike got on Reverend John for Stan Bates last Saturday and got the cash in the first. I'm hoping history can repeat here. She's been looking for 1,200 for a fair while, this filly. Barrier one, shouldn't get too far away, and Step Up and Trip, as I said, will help. And my best is Zarance, race two, number 10. Was off a bit of a let up last week, stepped sharply in trip, got back, hit the line hard for third. 2,000 metres will suit now on the quick backup, and I think he's certainly got a future, staying future. He showed plenty of promise last time in, and I think he's ready to win.
Alrighty, earlier in the day there is an 11 race card at Riccarton where the trap is a very respectable dead five.
Yes, and I'll have to borrow your printout there, Barts, because I didn't prepare all that well. But Riccarton is the main meeting, and it is the Winter Cup. This is a Group 3 race over a mile, and I went for North and South, number 16. Drawn wide, but barriers shouldn't really matter at Riccarton over that distance. And a good win first up. A bit disappointing last start, but he certainly has always given the impression that he could measure up to a race like this. So we'll go North and South for the feature. My best is Rocky, race 11, number 11. Improved nicely last time out when they took him to the front, which I've been waiting for them to do for a while this prep. He went to the front and he ran really well. Stepped up to open company and was just run down late. Back to benchmark 75 class, Jonathan Riddell to ride, he's a good bet. And my value is Weismuller, race four, number three. Former good three-year-old, he came over here for a few runs, went back to New Zealand and hasn't really gone on with it. But now with Kevin Myers, and I liked the way he went in a recent trial, seemed to jog along really comfortably. So I think he'll run a really good race first up. Ruakaka is the other meeting. My best is Ireland's Teardrop, race six, number seven. An Irish bred daughter of Fastnet Rock. Had two runs in New Zealand. The first run was really good, beating 2.5 lengths over 1200. Last time out, I think the heavy 10 just didn't suit. Bit drier, bit further should suit her. And my value was Superman, race one, number four. Just did a few things wrong and got run off his legs a little bit on debut. Had trialled well leading into that, and he resumes here. And I expect him to show a lot more. Superman, race one, number four.
All right. Well, while there's not a lot of black type in Australia this weekend, there is one of the great events on the racing calendar, and that is the climax of the Darwin Carnival, Palmerston Sprint Saturday, Darwin Cup Monday. And if you're listening to us up in Darwin, half your luck, because I was there about a month ago, and it is certainly a very pleasant town at this time of year. Joel, talk us through the highlights.
Yeah, well, the Palmerston on Saturday, African Pulse, I think, is the one to beat. Spoke to Stephen Brown for a story for the Winning Post this week. He is pretty confident. He reckons it's his best runner over the 2 days, and he won really well at his Darwin Dirt debut a couple of weeks ago. He's been unplaced all four at the 1200, but one of them was in a new market, and he wasn't beaten that far from Haylis. It was a few years ago. But look, I think 1200 at Darwin's a little bit different, and he should be very hard to beat. And the Cup on Monday, I think he'll go close to Stephen Brown with Post de France, who's been in the territory for a little while. He's had a few runs on the dirt, and he's just been run off his legs. Stephen expecting the race to be run not quite as hectic as recent runs. He's been finding the line okay. He's adjusting to the dirt, and obviously not sure of the barrier draw. Would really like to see him draw well, but he will run well at a good price. And good to see some of the good jocks heading there. Hugh Bowman is there Saturday, and Stephen Baster heads across to ride Post de France on Monday.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up the big weekend of racing, the first weekend of the new racing year, and leaves us only to remind you once again, be early to pick up your winning post this week. It does have the calendar in it, it will sell out. And look, it was remiss of me actually while I was congratulating Carl on his tipping performance earlier. There's actually a couple of others who have returned to the winners list in the room. Joel Marshall, they call him the asset down at Long Beach, and he has anchored the Falcons to a big win on Wednesday night over their bitter darts rivals. Who's that?
The Scorpions.
The Scorpions. So they're 1-2. They are still a mathematical chance of making the finals. So good luck to Joel for the future. And modesty almost, but not quite, prevents me from mentioning my performance at the Tommy Gleisner's Quiz for Kids on Wednesday night, where I led table four to a famous victory with my performance in the vocal limbo. So we're all on a winner. I suppose it's going to stop at some stage, but let's hope it's not Saturday. And our best $20 bets for the weekend. Well, Carl has put me off with his poison odds crack about Raposo, so I'm going to have to go $10 each way. Mooney Valley, race 8, number 9, Lot Roy. Joel?
I'll go Doomben, race 4, number 3, Lontracott.
And I'll go Rose Hill, race 5, number 9, Turbulent Jet.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. Don't forget to pick up your winning post, and we'll talk to you next week in the preview podcast.